Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Charles Whelan is with us, folks. Charles is Director of Policy and Communications for Chicago Metropolis 2020. He is a columnist for Yahoo. He is the author of Naked Economics, Undressing the Dismal Science, and he's a member of our Brain Trust and our good friend Charles Whelan. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be back with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. First, we need a weather report. You're in Chicago.
I am in Chicago. Yeah, I'm talking to you by phone. It's a good thing I did not have to drive anywhere to do the interview.
No kidding.
And so, you'd be filling a lot of time right now.
Well, I was actually a little bit worried because of the, you know, a lot of times the power goes out and that kind of thing. In fact, that happened to us. That happened to us earlier this week or I guess it was the end of last week in Washington, D.C., when all the power went out up there. We lost one of our guests. But anyway, this is supposed to be, according to the media, but I think it may be just to get ratings up, they were calling this a 100-year storm. Now, I know it's a pretty big one, and Chicago got hit right between the eyes, didn't it?
It did, and we've got another half day. It's supposed to dissipate about 3 o'clock today, so we'll see what today.
It's still coming down. It's still coming down out there. Yeah, and
it's still coming down. It's not as bad as it was last night, but I have never seen winds like this. We had lightning as well.
Thunder, snow. Yeah. Well, but I'll tell you something. I'm going to have them put this up against the snow of the big storm of 50. I think it was 59 when I lived up there, and it came. It was so deep. It snowed about like 2 feet, and then it came a little rain shower. And it made about 2 inches of ice, and my buddies and I got out with our snow shovels, and we cut out chunks of ice and made an igloo, a real live domed igloo. And the whole thing lasted so long that we got tired of it and actually knocked out a hole and built a room on the thing.
So you've inspired me for the rest.
I know. That's what you got to do. Anyway, good luck up there in Chicago. By the way, I'm going to Philly later today. So wish me luck. I may wind up doing planes, trains, and automobiles today to get to Philly
in that direction.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway, Charles, let's talk about your thoughts on the President's State of the Union and the Republican response. We got a bunch of politicians in Washington D.C. who think they have all the answers. And sadly for a lot or on many levels, none of them seem to really spend a lot of time out on Main Street talking to regular folks. And I think we got to get these guys out of Washington out talking to real folks who make payroll on Friday. What do you think?
I think that's true. I think that it was kind of a confusing evening if you think about the State of the Union. There's really a progression. You have the president.
It's a unique one. I've never heard one like that before. Have you?
That speech?
No, I'm talking about the whole thing, all three speeches.
That was completely unique. As you were exactly where I was going. So you've got this progression. You have the president, you have the Republican response, and then you have Michelle Bachmann and the Tea Party, which is going to have implications.
Where'd that come from?
Republican Party.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think politically and economically, that's really significant.
Very unique.
Try to marginalize that, but that is a strange but likely to be significant political phenomenon as we head into a general election.
I'm not a member of the Tea Party. I have not supported them or not supported. I mean, I have to tell you that I believe that the Tea Party activity is going to be good for America. I think it's
got to coalesce. Here's my takeaway from the whole
thing. I hope it doesn't coalesce, because I hope it coalesces around regular folks. I hope the Tea Party doesn't become a real party.
Well, you know what? Here's my best case on that, which is that the mainstream parties steal the important idea. And as far as I can tell, the most important idea is the budget deficit stuff that they've been talking about. Much like Clinton masterfully stole, to all of our benefit, Ross Perot's wake-up call on the deficit in 92. Now, I'm a year old enough to remember Ross Perot and
the
slip charts and the half-hour time that he bought.
And that giant sucking sound. Don't forget that.
The giant sucking sound, of course. he is the guy, to his credit, who put the budget deficit on the radar in 92. Clinton was still talking about a middle-class tax cut during the 92 race, which never would have been affordable.
Right.
And they came around and balanced the budget the first time around. But I think maybe the Tea Party wakes folks up to what has to be done. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is, if you listen to all three of those speeches, it expresses to me what you might hear on Main Street, which is still a bit confused, which is my somewhat cynical summary, is people like high-speed rail and they want smaller government.
Right.
And you think of that, you say, all right, well, that's a contradiction here. You know, they want to cut entitlements, but they do not want to have anyone touch Social Security and Medicare, which, of course, are the two big entitlement
right.
programs. And so I think people still assume wrongfully, and this is where I think the Tea Party has been a bit disingenuous, that, you know, if we cut the National Endowment for the Arts and NASA cuts a few things and we reduce foreign aid, that's going to take care of the spending problem.
Right.
And it's not. I mean, you look at the Budget Deficit Commission, Simpson-Bowles, and I thought they did terrific work, great starting point. No, but not the president, not the Republicans, not the Tea Party, talked as explicitly as they should have about the things that were actually recommended in that report,
right.
in part because a lot of them are quite popular.
But don't you think the Tea Party is going to wind up being the straw man for really making, convincing Americans to take the, all of us to take the haircut we're going to have to have, we're going to have to take?
Best case, yes, but they're still not talking specifically. I need to hear the Tea Party.
So you're disappointed in how far the Tea Party's gone so far.
I don't think they've been specific enough. I think that there's been a lot of, you know, anti-government rhetoric.
What should they have said? What would you have liked to have heard Michelle Bachmann say?
So on the Social Security side, I want to hear them and everybody else, including the president, when he talks about Social Security, talk about raising the retirement age, because that
right.
has come up in every credible
right.
budget
right.
commission. I mean, this is a system that placed the retirement age at age 65 in the 1930s when the life expectancy was 65.
It doesn't matter to me because I'm not retiring at 65 anyway.
Yeah, you shouldn't. I mean,
I'm going to keep working. I'm going to work till
yeah.
I die. But go ahead. Give me one other before we take a break.
That you got to get rid of, or at a minimum, trim severely the home mortgage interest deduction, because
yeah.
it's essentially a middle class giving.
Now you're talking. Now you stop preaching and started meddling.
And you know, and unfortunately, if that's the, you know, if you got my.
Hold on to that thought, folks. We've got 20 after. I think the weather may have affected our conversation. We're going to get Charles Whelan back right after these messages, 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Stay with us.
Couldn't get away too soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.